Welcome to the Grace Place Weekly Podcast. No matter your size, age, shade, or background, here you'll receive compelling lessons suited to help guide your walk with Christ and your relationships with others. Please join us now for this week's podcast, recorded live from Grace Place in St. Paul, Minnesota.
If you'd like to give me a title, do this. He is a friend of God's, and he is a friend of Grace Place's. And I will consider that an honor. As we were sharing, this isn't down, but God asked me to ask you and me, why do we come here? Because if we come for Nick, or if we come for Mick Nick, or if we come for any other reason, then Jesus shows up here, we might ought to think what we're doing. And Luke, if I ever get to speak again, we'll see after this, I would sure love for him to be the worship for that. I just want to thank Ray and Kathy for their hospitality. And I realize it was probably a sacrifice for you to move here, to leave a familiar home, a familiar church, a familiar surroundings. But we, Lisa and I, have been blessed because you answered the call. I know those grandchildren are blessed to call you grandparents. So I speak blessings and peace and prosperity on your home because you truly have a home of hospitality. And I thank you. I know I speak for my wife. You just didn't receive us in. You took us in like family. So I'm not a prophet, but I speak a prophet's blessing upon you. I'm a little unorthodox. My wife's probably the nervous person in the house, so get used to it. But follow me over here. Now, I'm sure when you walked in, the first thing that you noticed is said, that is a beautiful beam there. Isn't that the first thing that caught your attention? But you know what? That beam quietly sits there and carries the weight of this church. And it doesn't receive recognition and it doesn't receive praise. But it does its job day after day after day. So I want to thank Luann and her team, Craig, all the people that hold this church so that the few of us can come up here and know that that is protecting us. So if you think you've got a great group of people that serve behind the scenes at Grace Place, would you give them a hand? It is so amazing what, is it Scott? Is that who? Steve, that's close. It began with an S that came up. Is it Scott? Is it Steve? That's close. For me, that's close. I had met Steve at another place. And is it Jill? Steve and Jill. Okay, I had Scott and Jill, but I'm going to replace that with Steve and Jill. He's so tied in, and Luke's so tied in with what the Lord has so laid on my heart that I'm just about to explode. And if I do, grace will go all over you, because that is what we're going to talk about today. Later, you're going to have an opportunity to exchange. Have we got that up there, about the alabaster box? No, just that title that you asked for this morning. Oh, you don't have that. That's good. You're going to have a chance to make a supernatural exchange today because you have an alabaster box. And it may not even be the box that you think about. It may not even be the box that you esteem, but God esteems it because he died for it. So today, I'm not going to sneak up on you. At the end, we're going to have my precious wife, for whosoever wants to exchange that alabaster box for his grace, you have the freedom to do that. So, we're going to be talking about the alabaster box. Yeah, put the scripture up, please. I'm going to be reading out of the Amplified, but they're going to put the NIV up because they don't have it. There we go. Verse 36. You know what? We got two choices here, and my wife already knows the answer. Do you want to hear from me, or do you want to hear from the Lord? She's saying the Lord, so, because she's heard me before. So before we go any further, and I'm just so excited to get in the Word. God's given me such a nugget for me today, and maybe you'll get some of it too. But let's pray. Father, we come here today, and it is about you. It is not about anything else. And Lord, forgive us. Forgive us if we've made it anything other than you. You're the reason that we're here today. You're the reason that we have what we have. You're the reason that we understand what we even understand. And Lord, I pray for Mick and Lighthouse, and I know that he will give them grace like they probably never had it before. Thank you for Mick. Thank you for a man who has weathered the storm and has come upright and ready to go. Thank you for Nick, who I'm sure is with him. Lord, an anointed man of God. But Lord, I'm a little partial to Luke, so Lord, just thank you for Luke and his heart to open up and the strength that he had today to share. I don't have it all together, but Jesus does, and I'm jumping in his ship. Lord, just again, anoint your words. They're for you. They're not for me. They're just for you to be glorified. Anything that we do should be our primary motive is the glorification and the exaltation of Jesus Christ, because after all, he paid it all, and all to him we owe. So Lord, anoint me, not for me, not so they'd say, wow, that guy can put two words together. Lord, just the fact that you would be exalted, lifted up, and praised. That is why I am here today in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus, I ask and believe. Amen. So let's look at verse 36. And in the Amplified, it says, and one of the Pharisees asked Jesus to dine with them. And he went into the Pharisee's house, and he reclined at the table. Simon the Pharisee wanted Jesus to eat with him. This is a thing that the Holy Spirit showed me. It said, religion likes to feed but not be fed. In other words, it likes to give what it wants to give, but it does not want to receive. It always wants to give out whatever and whenever and however it does. And I asked the Lord, and I'm just going to carry on my conversation. This is not going to be preaching as usual, but I'm going to carry out my conversation. I'm hot. Can I take my coat off? I asked Jesus, I asked the Lord, the Holy Spirit, why do you think a Pharisee would invite Jesus over? And the Lord showed me three different things. And he said he might have done it so that it would have been that checkbox as a Pharisee. Oh, I had Mick Friend come over and preach at my church. Or, oh, I had so-and-so come over, and that makes me more spiritual than the rest of you guys. Because after all, when you're a Pharisee and you're in religion, it's about checking boxes, amen? Yeah. And you know what? I've checked a lot of boxes, but you know what? I figured out my marks a lot wore out because I kept checking a box, checking a box, checking. Because religion makes you keep keeping on. Grace says you're already there. Am I right? Grace says you've already arrived. Religion is doing. Grace is done. Grace is done. He also may have just did it for entertainment. I just want to see. I've heard about this guy. He's been speaking in town. I just think he's entertaining because we know the truth. and he thinks he knows the truth. So I think it could have been a form of entertainment. But you know why I really think the Spirit showed me why he wanted him? He wanted to disprove Jesus as the Son of God. That was his motivation. I'll catch him saying something that doesn't line up with our religion, with our beliefs, with our rules and our laws. So I believe that that was his main motive for doing that. Here's something about grace, and God showed me two things about grace. Grace goes wherever it wants to go. Because if it counted on me, I would say, I'm not going to look at anybody, but grace can go there. But no, grace shouldn't go there because of their whatever. Grace goes wherever it wants to go. The second thing about grace is it must be drank full strength. It cannot be drank diluted. Because when you drink grace full strength, you become intoxicated with the love of Jesus for other people. And you look beyond their exterior, their anger, their shame, their guilt, and you go, I see goodness, I see greatness in you. So grace must be drank full strength. Amen? And here's what I love about Jesus. He already knew the motive. He already knew why he was invited. But grace goes. Grace goes wherever grace wants to go. So grace went to the Pharisee's house. Aren't you thankful? Because you're going to see later on why we're thankful that grace went there, because we're going to get a chance to exchange our alabaster box. I'm excited about that. And there's one thing we should have checked, honey, was the order. I think I got a page out of order. Just bear with me. While you're doing that, would you bring me my water, please? So bear with me. What do you think I'll be called after this? Unorganized. Verse 37, and behold, a woman of the town who was especially wicked. Not wicked, especially wicked, and not just especially wicked, but an especially wicked sinner. That's what the Amplified says. When she learned that he was reclining at the table in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster flask of ointment perfume. The word sinner in that particular verse was reserved for a person whose sin was exposed and known. It was like the center of sinners. In other words, it was like that she, I'm good, thank you. In other words, she was like, she knew that everybody knew she was a sinner. And y'all probably have somebody in this community that's known for that, don't you? Now I ask the Lord, how was she allowed to come in a Pharisee's house? Because the Pharisee knew she was a sinner, right? Because everybody else knew that she was an exceeding sinner. I believe, again, the Pharisee allowed, or better yet, had her almost come in to disprove that Jesus was the Son of God. Because he knew that how he handled her would prove or disprove, was he really the real thing? And you know what I believe? I believe that that very woman had already heard Jesus preach the good news. And I even believe that she had already come to know that, yes, this is the man that I've been dreaming for. This is the one that will meet me where I'm at. This is the one that accepts me. So I believe she had already accepted her love. She had heard him speak. What the world called her religion, Jesus let her give that to him in exchange for grace. Because isn't religion trying to keep up with the rules? Isn't it about you got to do this, you got to this and that? But I believe that she had already had a transaction of grace. And notice that there were tears of joy. Grace. Because grace goes wherever grace wants to go. And grace went into that shameful place that where she was at. And they were not shame, they were not tears of shame, which is religion. And her kisses were out of adoration and out of thankfulness. Now, when the Pharisee had invited him, he saw this and he said to himself, if this man was a prophet, he surely would have known what sort of woman this was and who is touching him. For she is a notorious sinner, a social outcast devoted to sin. Does that sound like any church you've ever attended?
Yes.
Now notice too that she took her hair. Now, do we know what this woman probably was? She was a harlot. Thank you, sir.
These lights, you ever been up here?
Boy, these lights are hard on a bald guy. I'm going to have a good suntan. Her hair was braided to attract men. You know what her profession was, don't you? Her hair was braided so that men would see her attractiveness. But I will tell you that at the feet of Jesus, she undone those braids because it said she wiped his feet with her hair. So she brought that alabaster part of her, that alabaster box, and laid that at Jesus' feet. An alabaster box was something that was expensive. It was carved, and it was very, very beautiful. And can I tell you, that is what we become when we give ourselves to him. We become that because that is who he is. And the perfume was expensive. And it even shares of how it could have been sold and how it could have been used. But that is what she used to draw men to her. She used that perfume to bring men to her in her profession. But now, instead of that, she turned that over and she used that savor, that perfume, to lay at the feet of Jesus. And that's what we do when we take our religion and our shame and we in turn give that to Jesus. It becomes an alabaster box. Amen? And that's what we want to do today. She took the very things that she tried to earn love with. And am I the only one in here that's tried to earn God's love? Oh, I am? Okay. I've got about 56 years maybe of trying to earn God's love. It's been the last couple that I've really received, already got it, so what am I trying to earn it? But she had spent her life trying to earn God's love in the natural, which is religion. But when she released that to the supernatural grace, she was made whole again. Amen? She wanted, amen, it's good stuff. She wanted to worship him for what he had done, grace, not to earn forgiveness, religion, but a demonstration of her thankfulness. She had longed for someone to love her, and she had found him, grace, and he was not like all the other men who she had to perform or do religion to find love. And there's a song at Finding Love in All the Wrong Places. We've all tried that, hadn't we? Jesus was laying at her feet, and she didn't even look at him. She just worshiped and gave everything that she had. And this is where it gets crazy for me. She didn't bring her good stuff. She didn't bring, wow, I heard you preached and I gave a nickel at the offering. Wow, I heard you preach and I told everybody how good you were. She brought her sin. That's all she had. And today, that's what I would like for us to do. Not bring the shame to be made right with God, because we already are, but to bring the shame is the very thing that he died for, and we give it back an offering to him. Does that make sense? We're not earning anything. You can't earn something you already possess. But today we're going to have that opportunity to have a divine exchange of God, the very things that I've tried to hide, that I've tried to keep from people even. I want to exchange that. I want to give you that, and what will you give me in return? And I want to know that today. And I know that you want to know that too, so we're going to get that chance. God's good. When you look at Romans 8:38, it says, "For I am persuaded beyond doubt, and I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things impending and threatening, nor things to come, nor powers." Romans 8:38. Can I say a few things before that? Religious people give you something to live down to, and Jesus gives you something to live up to. Hallelujah? That's good news. God knows your past, but he sees beyond your past, and that's so good news for me. And can I say this? And I was there. Religion likes to write people off, and Jesus loves to write people in. Hallelujah, that's good news. And only a God so powerful can take the very things that the enemy meant for evil to destroy you, to destroy your testimony, to destroy your family. And only he can take that and then in turn take that and use that to be the place of your ministry, to be the place of your helping people, where 2 Corinthians 1:4 says, we are comforted by the comfort that we received to give others. And he, I promise you, will give back the years the locusts have eaten. Now, on reading Romans 8:38, there was one thing missing there. Did you catch it? It says, not things impending, meaning things now, not things to come, but what was left out of that? The past. You can walk in the past. And I promise you, the past will keep you from the impending in the future. We have to be very careful, because God knows that's the only thing that can stop us from where we're going is our past. So hallelujah, you don't have a past. You have a testimony because you've had a great test. You've got a mess because you had a big message. You had a message because you had a big mess. So hallelujah. Our past that we hang on to is the only thing that can slow down your destiny. And I'm going to repeat that. Notice I said slow down, because you can't stop destiny. Every one of you have a destiny that will be fulfilled because God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. So you have a destiny. I can't stop you. But you can stop yourself, because you can believe incorrectly about yourself. And our past is the only thing that we can hang on that'll stop our destiny. I want to ask you today, is there something in your life that you would like to offer as a sacrifice of praise to the Lord? Do you know I'm greedy when I pay for something? I want all of it. I'm pretty greedy. When I go to Walmart and I pay for everything, and you know they do that spin around and I miss a bag, I'm not doing cartwheels. I'm like, I paid for that. I want that. That's mine. I swiped the card. They took the card. I don't know why, but they took it, and here we go. Well, can I tell you something about you? Jesus on Calvary did not take some, did not take most, did not take 99%. He took all of your sin. Now, if he paid for that, and he did, we can have a divine transaction today, because the very thing that I thought he would reject is the very thing that he's drawn to. So today we can do that heavenly transaction and say, God, for 5, for 20, for 30, for 50, for 70 years, I didn't think you wanted that because I thought I had to be holy. That's religion. Grace says you're already made holy because of Jesus at Calvary. So today, I'm just believing that we're going to have that transaction. And it's an offering of praise. We go, that's nasty. But can I tell you, when the Holy Spirit cooks it, it's into his nostrils, a savory smell. Because after all, at Walmart, I paid for all of it. I want all of it. And after all, Jesus paid it all. So all to him we owe. So we want to give him that. And I close with this. Just three little statements. She brought it all. She gave it all. And she left it all at the feet of Jesus. So whoever today, this may be unorthodox, if you're asking the question of who are you and how did you get up here, I'm kind of asking the same question. So we just met Mick about a month ago, and he has honored me to do this. But I'm going to ask my wife, for whoever would like to make that heavenly transaction, that she will lead you in a way that you can take that either shame or guilt, or whatever that is. It doesn't matter what it is, but it's something that Jesus has said, I died for that. Today is the day that I want it. If you need to go eat or be excused, you are, and there is zero shame in that, because grace says you can get set free where you're going to go eat, right? Grace is not limited to that altar right there. Grace is available 24 hours a day. I want to thank y'all so much for welcoming me, for receiving me. We are here. We're not going anywhere. We're thankful to have found a place that really is a place of grace. God bless you. My wife, Lisa.
Well, just like you said, and I'm going to ask you all if you're open to this. I don't know, is Luke still around? Could you come play, Luke? That would be awesome. Like you said, we want to come and we want to make that exchange. You want to leave behind shame, guilt. You might have judgments that people have placed against you. And those are all things that keep you from walking into the fullness of what God has for you. So as Luke plays, as you feel led, I'm just going to encourage you all to come forward, because we are going to remove those things. We're going to break those things before the Lord and ask him for that mighty exchange of what he has for us. So I'm going to ask you to come. And how many of you know declaration? The enemy can't hear our thoughts, right? So we're going to declare some things out loud. And we're going to take back. I loved the songs that he sang. One of the songs he sang was, we are taking back what the enemy stole. That's what we're doing. We are going to take back our destiny. We're going to take back that which the Lord has for, you know, that the Lord has for us that the enemy's tried to steal. So as you're all standing, sitting, and if you feel that, I'm just going to ask you to repeat after me. We're going to declare this out loud. We're going to say, I thank you, Jesus, that you died just for me. I thank you, Jesus, that you took every sin from my past, from from my present and from my future. I thank you, Jesus, that you look upon me as a child of the King. That's who I am. So today, I just want to repent for those sins that have kept me from the destiny. And I choose to forgive those that have wounded me. I choose to forgive those who have spoken judgments over me. I choose to forgive those who said I wasn't good enough, who said I'd never make it. And today, I want to remove and lay at your feet any shame, any judgment, any unforgiveness. I want to lay that all at your feet. I thank you, Jesus, that you don't look away, but you gather it all up. And you say, I'll take that. And as you're standing there, I want you just to ask this question, Lord Jesus, as I give you all of that, all of my past, all of my guilt, all of my shame, all what felt like unworthiness, I give that all to you. What will you give me? I want you to wait and listen, because he speaks. He longs to speak to his children. So ask the Lord, what are you giving me in exchange for all of that? And I want you just to lift up your hands and say, Lord Jesus, I want to receive all that you have for me. We sang a song today. Go ahead. We sang a song today, Lord, asking you to open up the storehouse of heaven. And I'm opening up my hands for that. That all that you want to give me to fulfill my destiny, I want to grab hold of it. I want to believe you for it. I want to dream big for you. I want to see heaven here on earth. I want to see you exalted in this city, in this state, and in this nation. So would you use me? Use me, Lord, for your glory. I'm just going to pray over you guys. Lord Jesus, you also came as our healer. And I pray that you would go to those deep places today. Deep places in our hearts, in our souls, where we've been wounded. And that your healing would penetrate those places, Lord. That your light would shine in the darkness of those wounds within us, and that your healing would penetrate. Lord, we ask that as we give you permission, that you would just root out, pull out those roots of bitterness within us. Lord, pull out roots of shame, pull out roots of fear. Lord, pull out those roots of rejection. And may your healing oil flow through, filling every gap in space within us, Lord. Yes. We want to leave here different than when we came. We want to leave here healed. We want to leave here delivered. We want to leave here loving you more. Amen and amen.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope this message has been a blessing to you. You can subscribe to this podcast via iTunes. To learn more about Grace Place, please visit our website at graceplacemn.org. Thanks for listening. May God bless you this week.